Listen to me. Surround themselves with people who are on the same mission. How many people in your immediate environment, those people who are in your sacred circle, represent people who are on the same mission as you? Or do you have a bunch of people on your list who are not on the same mission as you, and those individuals are pulling you down? I have cut off the people who are not on the same mission with me, and yes, they are very upset, and yes, they said some nasty things about me, but guess what? I cut them off anyway, and I've surrounded myself with people who have the same values, who have the same mindset, and people who want to accomplish what I want to accomplish. Every day in Africa, in the safari, a lion wakes up. Every single day in a safari, a lion wakes up, right? And every single day in a safari, a gazelle wakes up. It says that if you wake up and you're a gazelle, you realize if you're going to survive as a gazelle, if you're going to survive, you must outrun the slowest gazelle. In your mind, you're thinking you gotta outrun the fastest lion. That's not the truth. You just gotta stay ahead of the slow gazelle. That's it. But every single day when you wake up, whatever it is that you do professionally, you better make sure you're not in the back of the pack. You better be as close to the front, if not up front, as possible, because every single day when the lion wakes up, it's only one thing on that lion's mind, and that is catching the gazelle that couldn't keep up. What the gazelle realizes is that the way it operates, that the way it performs, that the way it goes about its daily business is contingent upon life and death. That if that gazelle does not do what he or she is supposed to do, it will be eaten by a lion. Even if you are a lion, even if you are a lion and you have the advantage that when the sun comes up, if you are a gazelle or a lion, you better get to running. Because if you are a lion, a gazelle is still not going to come to you and say, just eat me. I don't care how deep you are as a lion. When you wake up, nothing is going to come to you. Nobody's going to give you anything. They're still not giving stuff to ET. I still have to work. I still have to fly 20 hours to get to Australia. I still have to go to London. I still have to do free stuff in Detroit. I still have to drive. I'm a lion. And when the sun comes up, I still have to get to running. Here's the challenge, though. I asked myself when I read that story. That's what's on the surface. I read it and I started asking myself, E.T., what's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion? What's the difference? I know that they're wired differently, but what's the difference? And what I discovered is that the gazelle is running from something. The gazelle is running from something. So as long as the lion is chasing the gazelle is running. But as soon as the lion stops chasing the gazelle, it stops. That's a lot of you in this room. You will run. You'll do what you're supposed to do. As long as you're getting pushed, as long as you're getting motivated, as long as somebody is encouraging you, as long as somebody's coaching you, as long as somebody's pushing you, as long as somebody's prodding you, you're doing what you're supposed to do. As long as somebody's calling you, as long as someone is enticing you, as long as somebody's giving you rewards, you're moving. But as soon as that stops, you stop. And I asked myself the question about the lion. And I said, the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat. Every single day, the lion is running to eat, because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
Let me tell you a way that you can always be missed, and that is if you will learn to be a problem solver. Don't present problems, present solutions. Anybody can present problems. My 9-year-old daughter can come tell me, Daddy, the house is on fire. That's easy. Sometimes the reason a promise is being delayed is because of what we're saying. How many times we're just a couple of months away from seeing the answer? A couple of months from meeting the right person. You've been praying for years that God would bring somebody great into your life. But right before they show up, you let your guard down, start saying, ah, it's not gonna happen. I'm too old. Nobody's interested in me. If you wanna be invaluable to your organization, be a problem solver. Present solutions, or at least several different options. The good news is that promise is still in your future. God didn't cancel it because we get negative. He still has the right person for you. And if you'll zip up the doubt and switch over into faith, at the right time, they will show up. God will release what negative words have delayed. God still has your healing, your promotion, your restoration. Now do your part. Quit talking about how it's not going to happen.
I don't sleep when I'm tired. I sleep when I'm done. I need $5,000 to get this thing off the... I said, what? You need how much? Who gave me $5,000 when I was at Michigan State doing my program? I didn't have no budget.
You may not see a way, but God still has a way. It may look impossible, but God can do the impossible.
But I didn't need a budget. I had a dream. I didn't need no help. And I never quit. I never gave up. Why? Because it wasn't her dream in the first place to take care of a group of kids from the D.
Become more solution oriented and not problem oriented. Just because you don't see anything happening doesn't mean God is not working. right now, behind the scenes, God is arranging things in your favor. It's easy to go through life worried about the future, frustrated because a dream has taken so long, upset because somebody did us wrong. But instead of complaining about the difficulty, instead of being sour because your plans didn't work out, you need to remember these three simple words: all is well. He's lining up the right people. He's moving the wrong people out of the way. He's positioning you exactly where he wants you to be.
It was my dream. It was my goal. I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours.
Now, don't delay the promise by speaking negative words.
I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. And I don't go to sleep when I'm tired. I go to sleep when I'm done. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3:00 in the morning. If you want it to happen, that means you're going to have to get home at 2:15 and get your butt up at 5 so you can get to Detroit by 6.
When you're tempted to get discouraged, keep reminding yourself all is well. God is still on the throne. He's directing your steps. He wouldn't have allowed it unless he had a purpose for it.
I'm not the best in the world. I just get there before the other guys get there. Stop crying. Stop begging. Put forth the effort, because one thing I know about life, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you put 1,000,000 apple seeds in the ground, you're going to get 1,000,000 apple trees back. Stop whining, stop, and put forth effort. As we were working, we realized, guys, it's not the big things that mess us up, it's the small things. And we had to step back and analyze our work. We had to critique our work. We had to bring our work in the lab every day. And we had to look at it in ways that we had never looked at it before. When we looked at it, we made one change. We realized that we were speaking without the proper microphone. And when we changed our microphone, our views went from 2,000 to 3,000 to 20,000 in 24 hours. It was the little things that made a difference.
You got to feed your mind every day. If you don't feed your mind, life just starts to happen. I don't care how smart you are, how strong you are, how inspired you are, how committed you are. You know, the world today follows us around, and we all know that what gets our attention today, what makes something news, is something that's usually not that attractive, not very positive.
It's your attitude. When you come in as a franchise owner, you come in with energy, your people are going to have energy. But when you have a bad day and you're not mature enough to leave it in the car and you take it into the franchise, it's contagious.
You know what passion is? Passion is an emotion. It's an emotion without an action. Passion will get you nowhere. Inner drive will get you nowhere unless you act on it. You have to act on your passion. You have to act on your inner drive. Don't let those feelings stay inside of you. You got to know what to do with them. You got to know how to make them work in order to get what you want. Don't keep it inside.
Be fair with yourself. When you come back from this event, there's some things I'm sure you've done that are not what you want to be. But all this is about continuous progress.
If you're not speaking, if you're not doing what you're doing with a level of expertise, they're not going to do what they do with a level of expertise. It's about modeling what you want them to do. Somebody told me before, Eric, your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. It's contagious. And so if you want them to do it, they got to see you doing it.
This isn't about playing basketball like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade. There's guys in the NBA that are never gonna play basketball like them. This is about being able to think like a champion, know what goes on in their heads, understand how you can relate it to your business and whatever you do to take yourself to the next level.
If you wanna be happy, remember one thing. Progress equals happiness. That's it. But you got to keep the momentum going. Momentum is the hardest part, and we work so hard to generate that together in the event that you don't want to let that thing go to waste.
Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat.
Think about feeding your mind every day. How are you going to do it? Feed your mind. Because good ideas, great insights don't interrupt you. You got to pursue them.
Remember, the mind controls a body. The body does not control the mind. What makes these guys special and successful in everything they do is not their physical gifts, it's their mental toughness. They have the ability not to think when everyone else is thinking.
Some of you, you're so, listen to me. Some of you may be so arrogant, I don't know. Some of you may be so cocky, I don't know. Some of you may be so confident, I don't know, that you never step back and look at your work. That when anything goes wrong, you automatically look out the window instead of looking in the mirror. And I dare you in 2013 to look in the mirror first.
The one thing that all the greats have in common is they sweat the small stuff. They pay very, very close attention to every detail.
How dare you to analyze yourself first, your company first, your character, your behavior, your work ethics. How dare you to analyze it and see if there's any change you can make.
Michael used to sweat the details so much in his basketball game that it carried on into his personal life. The suit had to match the car he was driving that particular day. But what those details allowed him to do was to put him in the zone to be the best basketball player on that given night.
That every successful person has to do, including you, believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. You eventually, you are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. You just got to quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, dancing. It's more than that. It's if you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach. Some of y'all fry chicken better than anybody else, bake pie. Some of you cut hair, color hair. Some people do grass. I got a partner, man. We never wanted to go out with us because we stayed out too late. Come on, man, go out with me. Now I got to get up early, mom, cutting Miss Johnson's grass. We kept laughing at this dude, cutting grass. How much they pay you? I got a partner on a detail shop, make $800,000 a year, detailing cars. He got 6 mobile trucks running around. $800,000 a year. All he do is detail cars. That's his gift. That's what he loved to do. You've got to identify that gift. Now listen to me. When you see people in life, when you're standing on the cliff of life and you see people soaring by, when you see people soaring, going to exotic places, you hear about them doing wonderful things. Maybe you look up the street and your neighbor just gets a car every year, every 2 years. You know, how is he doing that? Have you ever thought, maybe this person right here has identified their gift and is living in their gift? Your gift will make room for you. Your gift, not your education. You go get an education, that's nice. But if you don't use your gift, that education only gonna take you so far. It's your gift. But the only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. At one point in time, you ought to see what living's like. But the only way to see what living like, you got to jump.
I want you to dream. You a freshman, go for it. You a sophomore, go for it. You a junior, you got a little bit more time. If you are a senior, you shouldn't be no dreaming right now. No more dreaming. If you are a senior, dreaming is over. It's over. Like, I need specifics.
When you first jump, let me tell you something. Your parachute will not open right away.
What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific.
I wish I could tell you it did, but it don't. When you jump, it's not going to open right away. You're going to hit them rocks. You're going to get some skin tore off on them cliffs. You're going to get all your clothes tore off. You're going to get some cuts on you. You're going to be bleeding pretty bad. But eventually, the parachute has to open. That is a promise of God. That ain't a theory. That's a promise. His promises is true. Because listen to me. You cannot name one single thing God has not gotten you through.
Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you up for 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. Disability insurance can cover your lost income for months, years, or even decades. And Policy Genius is the easy way to get it. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then, their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I know what the grind is like. I was homeless. I ain't out of trash can. Now, go on the internet right now. I'm one of the number one speakers in the world. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. You finally made it to the big leagues. And now you want to chill? Now you got the big head? Now you can't grind? You here now. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. You made it now. You made it now. You in the big leagues now. They watching you now. This is where you make it permanent. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Perfect, perfect. Nope. Practice don't make perfect. Practice make permanent. You get for being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt and fear. And if you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side. We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. This permanent, y'all. This is permanent. You can go wherever you want to go from here. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. It does not take talent. You don't have to be talented, right? You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. That's what you gotta do. You just gotta grind though. Your grind, you gotta outgrind. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time? You better get beat by somebody that's just purely more talented than you are. You better not ever get beat by somebody because you beat yourself. I have standards. I have values. I don't care how much you pay me. If I speak at an elementary school for $300, I chose to do that. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? need to put yourself on punishment.
You have to take advantage of an opportunity of a lifetime in the lifetime of the opportunity.
You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more. No, we working out now. No more alcohol. Not right now. Not no, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
That every successful person has to do, including you, believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. You just got to quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, dancing. It's more than that. It's if you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach. Some of y'all fry chicken better than anybody else, bake pie. Some of you cut hair, color hair. Some people do grass. I got a partner, man. We never wanted to go out with us because we stayed out too late. Come on, man, go out with me. Now I got to get up early, mom, cutting Miss Johnson's grass. We kept laughing at this dude, cutting grass. How much they pay you? I got a partner on a detail shop, make $800,000 a year, detailing cars. He got 6 mobile trucks running around, $800,000 a year. All he do is detail cars. That's his gift. That's what he loved to do. You've got to identify that gift. Now listen to me. When you see people in life, when you're standing on the cliff of life and you see people soaring by, when you see people soaring, going to exotic places, you hear about them doing wonderful things. Maybe you look up the street and your neighbor just gets a car every year, every 2 years. You know, how is he doing that? Have you ever thought maybe this person right here has identified their gift and is living in their gift? Your gift will make room for you. Your gift, not your education. You go get an education, that's nice. But if you don't use your gift, that education only gonna take you so far. It's your gift. But the only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. At one point in time, you ought to see what living's like. But the only way to see what living like, you got to jump.
I want you to dream. You a freshman, go for it. You a sophomore, go for it. You a junior, you got a little bit more time. If you are a senior, you should be no dreaming right now. No more dreaming. If you are a senior, dreaming is over. It's over. Like, I need specifics.
When you first jump, let me tell you something. Your parachute will not open right away.
What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific.
I wish I could tell you it did, but it don't. When you jump, it's not going to open right away. You're gonna hit them rocks. You're gonna get some skin tore off on them cliffs. You're gonna get all your clothes tore off. You're gonna get some cuts on you. You're gonna be bleeding pretty bad. But eventually, the parachute has to open. That is a promise of God. That ain't a theory, that's a promise. His promises is true, because listen to me. You cannot name one single thing God has not gotten you through.
And one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to watch your inner conversation and discipline your thinking and your imagination, because if you don't, your mind will take you on a wild trip, talking to you, telling you what you can't do. Part of what you've got to do is be your own motivator. You've got to talk to yourself, and you build yourself up, and you'll feel your energy level coming up, and people will feel that around you. See, now, if you go through life being afraid, people can sense that. They can pick up that fear. Not trying to disturb anything, not trying to shake anything up, not trying to make any waves. There are some people who come through the universe, and their level of contribution and the level of energy they manifest is so small, so inconspicuous, that when they go, you won't even know they left. There are some people, because of their personality, because of their contribution, because of the investment of their time and their energy and the impact they have there, that when they go, everybody will miss them. See, when Mother Teresa checks out, everybody will know. When Rosa Parks, everybody will know. Nelson Mandela, everybody will know. Why? Because of their contribution. See, but there's some people, because their contribution is so small, no one will care. So I'm saying, before you are boxed and buried, decide that you're going to box and bury your fears. Decide that you're going to begin to live life on a new level, seeking out new horizons. Guy said something, I love this. He says, everything a man does for himself, guess what? He takes with him. But everything he does for others, he leaves behind. So when you begin to say, what is it that I want to leave? What contribution that I want to begin to make? What difference do I want to make in life? What is it that I want to do with the rest of the life that I have left? What chances I need to take? What risks do I need to begin to embrace? What fears do I need to step on? What areas of my life am I dead right now? What dream? You can either live your dreams or live your fears. You have got to get to a point where you say, I'm sick and tired of living like this. There's got to be more. That's when people go out and strike out on their dreams. That's when people get out of relationships where they're dying together rather than growing together. Deciding as you look at your life, as you look into the future and say, what fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me? The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And most people, ladies and gentlemen, have stopped living their dreams because of the lessons they've learned from life or things they've picked up, because we've only been born with two fears, the fear of a loud sound or the fear of falling, and all the other fears are fears we learn, fears we pick up. Whatever you're scared of, your life, the value you brought to the planet, far more important than whatever you're afraid of. You're stronger. So as we begin to look toward the future and look at what will it take for us to break through those fears, one, acknowledging the fear, knowing it's all right, some fear is healthy. Beginning to know that your dreams, your passions, your drive to achieve whatever it is you want, as it has more power and meaning, it will move you past your fears. As you begin to feel that you deserve it, your passion and goal is so strong, the fears won't matter.
The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you.
Listen to me, there's a direct correlation between time and success. So one of the blueprints to success, guys, is you got to have a sense of urgency. I told you that you're phenomenal, powerful beyond measure.
Let's look at where we want to go. What is it that we want to produce? What is it that we want to create for our young people? And as we think about that, start experimenting with different methods and techniques to create and to produce that. And begin to believe that it's possible. Through our commitment, through our vision, through our determination, our relentlessness.
You have access to you, and I just need you to get started, right? Once you can get that momentum going, once that momentum gets going, boom, there's no telling where you can go.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good.
First level was all about you, all about you. Understand there's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't have. There's nothing you can't be, but that's over now. Now we got to build on that. You hear what I'm telling you?
You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up.
You are phenomenal. Yup, you are phenomenal beyond measure. Yup, you do matter. That's just the start. That's phase one. That's not where we're ending. That's just step one. Now we got to keep climbing. We got to keep moving. We got to keep going.
You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you're broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is. You're not where you are because you don't have an opportunity. The reason why I've been telling you don't be average, don't be good, try to be great, then be phenomenal. The reason why I told you that is because, listen to me, you gotta understand. You have to understand, if you stay average and you stay good, you'll never get to where you're trying to get to.
And we've all had experiences where we were working on something and we knew it was possible. And we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized.
It has nothing to do with opportunities. You've been given opportunities. The problem is you're not operating in your greatness in that opportunity. So that's why you're stuck on that particular level.
People were opposing you, but you kept on doing it. It was hard, it was rough, it was difficult, but to you, it was worth it. And eventually you got to a level, you know, can nothing stop me now.
I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. This is your year. Are you hearing me?
That when you're working, you have a wall to break through. Let's say a friend of mine who walks, he runs a marathon. He says, when he's running the 26-mile marathon, he said, let's say that hypothetically, that 18th mile is the wall. He said, Les, when you get there and you're running, he says, everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching. And you're saying to yourself, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you just keep on and you keep on and you keep on. It seems like you're moving at slow motion. And then eventually when you break through that 18-mile wall, then you know it's like done and you're on automatic and you glide on in. And you know it's there. You know you're going to get to the finish line.
You cannot let a fear of failure or a fear of comparison or a fear of judgment stop you from doing what's going to make you great. Look, as best we know it, we have one life. In it, you have to trust your own voice, your own ideas, your honesty, your vulnerability, and through this you will find your way. You do not have to be fearless. Just don't let fear stop you. Live like this as best you can, and I guarantee you will look back on a life well lived. Stay hungry. Stay young at heart. Take those risks. You are going to change the world around you in big ways and in small. You cannot succeed without this risk of failure. You cannot have a voice without the risk of criticism. And you cannot love without the risk of loss. You must go out and you must take these risks. And people will tell you to do what makes you happy, but a lot of this has been hard work. And I don't think you should do just what makes you happy. I think you should do what makes you great. Do what's uncomfortable and scary and hard, but pays off in the long run. Be willing to fail. Let yourself fail. Fail in the way, in the place where you would want to fail. Fail, pick yourself up, and fail again. Because without this struggle, what is your success anyway?
I need you to reflect. Are you hearing me? I need you to think about. I need you to go back to the first one. When you're phenomenal, you're not forgotten. Great is about growth. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
Listen to me. I have a life. It only goes in one direction, forward.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you must have faith. It's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.